Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Second hour. Hey, how's that? Hey, we got a chat room, and it's republicoftexas.chattango.com. You can go over there. There's a few people over there talking about what we're talking about and whatnot. You know, let's see what's going on. I just let Art go. And remember this, Art. I didn't hang up on you. That was the music. It was running long, you know. It wasn't meant anything, any one way or the other.
I don't know. Art kind of pissed me off. I'm glad you cut him off.
Oh, sure. Okay, that's funny. Huh? Art kind of pissed you off? You got pissed? Forget it. Okay. Let's go to Sherry and see where she's at. Hey, Sherry, are you still there?
Hello, fellas. Good morning.
Hi, Sherry. Good morning, I think.
I'm
having a fun
Art,
one.
You can catch more flies with sugar than you can vinegar. But now I heard Catherine Austin Fitz on Jeff Renz the other night. She had some good suggestions. And she did say you can't waste your time on people that aren't going to listen. And, but she was mainly saying that, it's about doing local because, apparently she has some tools on her website, I believe, you know, but she was also saying, you know, if you can dig into the budgets of local stuff, like the, school, the city, maybe the county.
The capital funds.
And it's going to take some, you know, you have to educate yourself to do it, and you might have to get some other people to help you. But, you know, if you can find out where they're blowing the money and challenge them on that, basically is what she said, and then also try to if you have a small enough town, it sounds like Fredericksburg is out of control, you know, but in these small towns, if you're trying to preserve, you know, and keep some kids from leaving.
You go to your city council meetings. You go to your city offices. You ask for the city charter. You ask for your county charter. You ask for your county visioning process, and you see if there is not such a thing there. I guarantee you that there is. Might be one or two small little readouts that is not involved in the city manager system and the visioning process and everything else. But if you do, I mean, it ain't going to be there for long, because as soon as someone knows about it, they're going to start talking about it, and they'll talk about it on Twitter or Facebook, and I guarantee within a year or two that little city will have a city charter and it will have a city manager.
And the other thing... Vincent Spinelli for a few weeks now. He's had a guy on Fridays, and I'm not sure if he's playing, if the one he had on Friday was a replay or not, but this Joe Esposito in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot. If you go and listen to those, and it's on Fridays, the second hour. And I know the one that he had on last Friday, he gave out his phone number and said he's got some good information to take to, you know, of studies that have been done on the wireless, because he's really affected by the wireless, and it might date back to when he was in radar, was involved in radar when he was in the military.
I've got friends up the road, Sherry, that say that they can hear electricity. You know, do I think they're crazy? No, I think there are people that are tuned that can actually hear. You know, they can feel the bad electricity.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
That thing you were talking about that you watched that happened in Saudi Arabia, and I think you said it was 2017. Where did you see that?
I seriously doubt that you're going to find anything on this, because as soon as I tried bringing this up to Robert Rabo on his show on, you know, tonight, shortly after this happened back in 2018, and as soon as I brought it up and said where I got the information from, the Saudi channel, like one or two days later, went, and it was a Saudi channel in English. It was one of my channels of information. You could find out all kinds of crazy things, because they're not censored by our media censors. You know, they things slip out that they don't want slipping out. And I mentioned that, and like 2 days later, that source of information was gone. But I've got it recorded. It was the Financial Investment Initiative 2017 held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And it was a group, it was a meeting of 3,500 of the world's leading technocrats. Okay. These are CEOs of computer corporations, IT corporations, manufacturing corporations, financial institutions. I mean, my God, the first person they interviewed was when they brought their first panel of people up on the stage up there His Eminence something from Saudi Arabia, and Christine Lagarde was the next one. And they started with Christine Lagarde and a little interviewer who has some show on MSNBC, some little metrosexual-looking punk. And I forgot what the name of his show was, the Scatter Room or something like that on MSNBC. And he's the moderator up here. And he starts off the whole conference by going, well, we're all working towards a new world order. Do you see that what we're doing is bringing us any closer or further away from achieving our expectations? I mean, you know, these people are proud of it. I doubt you'll find it on the net. It's probably been scrubbed, but it was a Financial Investment Initiative. They called it the FII. 2017, held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Yeah.
So are you going to be able to get what you've got recorded to Robert, that he might have it on his show sometime?
I recorded on my satellite system, okay? And I don't know, satellite system has its own proprietary recording, system. I recorded on memory sticks. You know, I'm using 128, my system will hold 128 gig memory sticks, so I've got hours and hundreds and thousands of hours of all kinds of reports on these things. If I can find some way else to read them besides on the same, system that I've got, I can plug my memory sticks in and pull up the menu, and I can pull up, these things, and I can sit here and I can rewatch them.
What kind of recording deal do you have on your receiver that
There's a little square hole in the back of it, and I take one of those little USB sticks, and I plug it into the back, and I can hit a button, and it records what I'm watching.
You have the link box?
It is a Traxxas box.
It's a what?
I believe mine is. My box is a Traxxas, is the name brand of it.
But, spell it out.
I've somewhere or the other, I hate to send my original memory sticks out. Now I need to find a way that if I can record from one receiver to another, I will do that. Whoever I send this to, I'll probably have to send them my extra satellite box so they can, plug it up, hook it up to their TV and be able to watch it. I don't know. There's got to be some way to break into the code to be able to plug it into your computer. But once again, you plug it into your computer.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they've got, I know they can put codes on it, so like the Kuwait channel that used to be on here, I could not record the Kuwait channel. They put something on their transmission that allowed you not to be able to record it. So can they put things that, viruses that will get into your computer, if you plug it into your computer, more than likely they can do that. I have no doubt they can do that. So I'm almost leery of sending it to someone and say, here, play this, and they plug it into their computer and, they've blown the computer. I don't want to be involved in that. There's got to be some way that I can get this out besides inviting them over to my house and having them sit here with me and watch it. Like I let my young cousin watch yesterday, and he was sitting there going, wow, wow. So I said, you understand the terminology. You understand, the lawyer speak, the UN speak, whatever you want to call it, the words that mean different things than what we were taught in school they mean. And he goes, yeah. He said, I pretty much understand what these guys are. That's scary. you know? So, yeah, you know, there's got to be a way to do it, you know, and I'm going to work on it. And I know it's almost 2 years old, but, you know, that gives us a little more perspective as to what these SOBs were talking about. You can see a little bit more of it has come into play over the past year and a half or so since that happened. Yeah.
Do you have a DVD recorder?
I do not have a DVD recorder. Because I'm barely above Oog, you know, dragging his wife around by the hair. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, that's all, you know, that's very interesting. Yeah, and I doubt if that's going to be readily.
This is the reality of what they're planning for us. I mean, I'm not trying to scare anyone out there. If anything, if my approach, you know, scares you a little bit, well, maybe it will help snap someone else awake. Some people you have to slap in the face. You can't give them honey, you know, and make them realize things. Sometimes they have to be slapped across the face to get the message. It's like, wow, I didn't like that, but, well, I really don't like what I'm seeing now, but it's reality, you know. There's, you know, everyone has their way. I guess, you know, if mine, you know, upsets people, the people that know me know that I'm not trying to do it to them personally. It's just the frustration builds so much when once again, nothing on you, but you know how many people I've heard say, well, you're just looking at the bad. You know, there are good things out there, but man, they're being eaten up by the bad. And if we don't try to, and Doc, we're doing what we can. I know I this is nothing against you, you know, but it's just, you know, I try that too, but you know, you've got to realize that bad is taking, like I said, for every step forward they take, if we make them slide back a half a step, they're still a freaking half step forward in their plan to do what they're doing. And these people don't care about instant results. They do long-range planning. This stuff has been in play. Go back and reread the protocols of Zion like I have, you know. Every time you read through it, you pick up on other little little technicalities and little things that you didn't catch before. You know, it's like reading a Stephen King novel. You know, it's so detailed that the boring parts seem like they're boring, and you kind of skip through them the first time you read it. But then when you get to the end of the book, it's like all this stuff's brought back into play, and you have to go back and reread those boring sections that you kind of scan through to say, wow, that really had importance in the play. So this is what's so boring here is a big part of what happens further on in the book. And that's the way these people plan this stuff.
Hey, this is a rhetorical question, probably mainly for Steve. You might know, but you know, they're wanting to put out all this wireless energy through 5G, and well, won't that take a whole lot more? Won't you have to generate a whole lot more energy when we're supposed to be trying to save energy and not use so much energy?
Well, I mean, you got the guy who we're supposedly paying our carbon credits to, you know, flying around in jets that put out more pollution in one of his trips, jaunts, you know, across the world than the average person puts out in their lifetime. You know, I mean, so you know, so this is once again those things where you have to listen to their talk and understand that when they say we're striving towards, you know, making things better for us, you know, you have to understand that we in the middle of that sentence is capitalized, meaning only the people that have things invested in the system are going to benefit further down the line. It's not the general we that you know we were taught in school. It is very specific, and it has a whole different meaning than what we were taught that it does, that it means. And this is the type of insidious type of crap that they pull on us, and they keep us cowed down through the religions. I mean, let's get on religion. You know, why are there so many? Why is there the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America and the Missouri Synod? You know, the Missouri Synod is letting, you know, gays be pastors now. Well, the people around here didn't like it, so they switched from Missouri Synod to the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. They changed their affiliation because it fit their means of worship better. Now, we don't want fags, you know, on our pulpits. I'm sorry. You know, good for them, but why are there two different divisions of supposedly the same belief of Protestantism? You know, it's because they tailor. You know, King James II was, you know, not some altruistic person out there when the Bible was rewritten. It was rewritten, and it's not even in the chronological order that it was that the books were written in. It's scattered and it's confused and twisted to make it harder to understand, to make it so only the priest class can tell you what is going on. You know, all these little means of manipulation. I don't have anything against anyone's faith, their beliefs, but you know, that's something personal. I cannot explain to you who I am, what I am, how I feel, and what made me who I am inside me. I can't put that out in words to someone else that they would understand. And you couldn't do the same thing for me. You know, are you a good person? Have I seen you do bad things to the people around you to get yourself ahead? No. Well, Sherry might be a little bit more, in my opinion, a good person. Does she believe exactly as I do, even though we go to the same church for all of our lives? No. Because it's individual. We all have a separate reality that we live, that we are involved in. We all have separate experiences. Identical twins. You take them and you raise them in different towns. They might have the same genetic structure and makeup of their system, but they are completely different people because of the experiences that they've undergone during that life process. You know, they're not going to have the exact same beliefs, whether they are identical, you know, genetic twins or not. They will have different beliefs. They will have different thought processes in their head because our experiences are different. You know, they try to lump us into this one big thing. Why did God give us a brain that we're supposed to use to think and pull ourselves above the rest of, I say the rest of the other animals, because I'm sorry, we do have endocrine systems, and we do have lungs and hearts, and like everyone else, we've just got a brain that allows us to manipulate our environment and opposable thumbs that allow us to do things that they can't. You know, that's why we have risen above. Does that mean that we should rise above and totally destroy all the other life around us? No. You know, the Indians that lived on this continent for tens of thousands of years, and there was millions of them, hundreds of millions as far as I can tell, because I can go anywhere on any creek system in this whole area and probably anywhere in this country, and if you know what you're looking for, you can find evidence that the Indians were there for a long time. You know, there weren't just a couple of hundred of them, you know, that we moved into this country and wiped out. There was a whole bunch of them. You know, they lived with their environment. Did they manipulate it for their advantages? Yeah. But they did not destroy it. They did not create factories that would concentrate chemicals and then put it into our water system and everyone dies downstream. You know, they didn't do crap like that. I'm sorry, I know I'm ranting again, and I know Steve, you said you didn't have a whole lot of ideas for the show, and I said, well, I'm sure I can find to come up with something, if nothing else. I'm sorry I'm ranting on your show. I'm not trying to take over or anything. It's just, you know, my frustration level right now, Steve, between my dog and various other factors in my life, people close to me that are not doing well. Yeah, I get real frustrated, and it's not even happening to me directly, but good people around me I see being shit on, I'm sorry, all the time.
Beep. Said that. F word.
Well, I'm going to hang up, but one of the first things you guys talked about today was about children and being bored and stuff. And I grew up in a big family, and we all had chores. And I think children should have chores. I don't think they should get to play all the time. And because,
I agree.
They shouldn't have to work all the time, but they shouldn't get to play all the time.
Go out and drive around your neighborhoods on Christmas Day. I've started doing this the past few years. And you know what I see? Empty streets. When 20 years ago, you go out and you drive around a neighborhood on Christmas morning, and you would see kids outside riding their new bikes, playing with their new remote control toys, playing with their dolls, playing with their new airplanes and their Tinker Toys or whatever, you know? You don't see that anymore.
Yeah. Thanks
for
the call,
I'll let you guys go and let somebody else call in. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hey, sorry about my rant, Sherry.
Hey, folks. Mer Bailey has found some stuff on the Future Investment Initiative, and you might, that thing that Alan was talking about, if you're interested in talking about NEOM or the people that are taking over the world or want to or whatever. So have a look over there. It's at Republic of Texas. chattango.com, and let's move on or move forward or move back, or let's just see if he's there. Hey, Earl, are you there?
Gentlemen, the radio program is to enlighten the listener. It's the avenue of approach that we take. that will give.
I got you right at a break. I will. We'll bring you right back into this. One more second. Well, not well. 5 minutes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right. Well, looks like we're coming up to the end. Short segment coming up, and then, well, the home stretch. Anyways, we've got Earl from Texas on the line, and we've been, well, I don't know what we've been doing, but Earl, welcome to the show. What do you got going on, man? What do you got to
say? Yes, good morning, Steve. Good morning, folks. Listen, the radio program is to enlighten the listener. It's the avenue of approach we take that will give the results, either going to be positive or negative. We must work together, gentlemen. We cannot not afford to splinter the movement. We must work forward and go forward. I don't think I heard what Alan had heard from Doc. I don't think Doc said anything that would discourage the movement forward. We have listeners, new listeners, and they're looking for something. We need to work together, gentlemen. That's all I have to say, and you all have a good day.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. But the avenue here, so I'm talking now. So it's Steve. So yeah, we do get angry, And we do got to share our anger. We do have to have strategies for how we communicate to people en masse, right? This is good for one group. Alan was saying that himself, right? You know, some people could communicate to some people and some people can't, right? It takes a whole bunch of different things. You know, I don't know. I don't like to say how people should talk. And especially, I'm looking at a lot of positive feedback that this kind of tension builds up in a person's life. And I've seen it and I've felt it and I've stood on top of a mountain and I've yelled at God and I've said, no. Well, actually, I was a lot louder then. I don't know how cranked up your speaker is, but I screamed and yelled because, well, actually, that was my church's doctrine was, you got a problem? Well, he says, well, fucking just tell me about it. So I did. That's what we did. And I felt better when I left. And, you know, then I came down. But then there's me today. Right. You gotta go through all this stuff. I know all you folks at Republic Broadcasting listen to a lot of the shows and you listen to a lot of other shows, you know, besides just Republic Broadcasting. We're a small family. We've all heard it, right? We've heard it before. Right? You know, oh God, what was that whole thing? Oh God, here's one for you guys. Want a good laugh? Hey, what you gotta do is go to the city, and you find out what they're doing, and then you go tell everybody. And then that's going to get them mad. Do you believe that? No, that's not going to do anything. You know, that might have been an old thought, you know, old thought forms. And it might happen every once in a while. I see things working a lot differently in the now than they did in the past. You know, okay, you know, and that was in reference to, generally speaking, you know, okay, we're going to go find out the secret plans of the city council. And you find them out and you tell one person and that one person goes, I don't get it. And the next person doesn't get it. And the newspaper says, I don't care. And then one person gets it. And then he's just mad. And then, you know, he just, who cares? He's mad. And you're mad, and you're, there you go. They've got you pigeonholed. You know, I don't know where to go, folks. I don't know what the strategy is. We've seen strategies on doing all sorts of things, right? What's wrong with your community? Let's take a look. Right? Monsanto's bad. No, Monsanto's good, they say. Well, now that they say Monsanto's bad, but I still see city workers with these little Monsanto things walking around squirting lawn. You know, the other day I'm sitting there doing a site assessment and I realized that I was walking downwind of freaking, what's it called? Roundup. That was just freshly sprayed on the plant. And there, yeah, you know, burn, all over the place. You go, man, you didn't get it. Get the memo? Then you talk to them and they heard about the memo. Right, but they don't necessarily believe it because they don't care. What they want is no plant in crack, no plant in the sidewalk. I don't want a plant showing. Squirt it with that white bottle of Monsanto. Who cares? You know, California's already told us that everything gives you cancer. So, what big difference does it make? Right. So, yeah, Earl. Communication technique. I guess it's different.
And division, Steve. Is it division? Just when I say something about how religion is being used as a means of control. When I hear so many people on these networks, Steve, get up and say, lay it out perfectly. Basically, like I say, we're in a lot of trouble. Lay out perfectly what's being done to us, and then they turn and they say, if you're not a Christian, if you don't believe exactly as I do, we can't use you. Sorry, you're just worthless. You're just chaff, just off to the side. We don't, you know, whether you're a good person or not. If you don't believe exactly as I do, we can't use you. You know how many times I've heard that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't believe exactly as I believe, we can't use you. You're useless. Bull crap.
Okay, hang on, folks. We got, Last segment coming up, at least about 30 minutes. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Nice. Yeah, that's one of those times I wish I was on mute when I sing radio. Well, how you guys all doing out there? You enjoying the show? Got a lot of comments from the chat room, and it's definitely pretty lit up. republicoftexas.chattango.com. And let's go to Mike in Kentucky. How you doing, Mike? Good morning.
Well, the phone company around here, I was going to say, good morning, Vietnam, because people don't realize it's combat. We're in a combat situation, even if the legal eagles that try to foo-foo all the idea that the Trading with the Enemies Act from 1917, it was invoked supposedly by the banking emergency of 1933, and we're under 30 different national emergencies, even if you don't count the wall, and the current shutdown. So, yeah, you might say that, good morning, Vietnam, because I think we're being shadow banned in a lot of ways that we ain't even figured out yet, probably. I found dozens of them on Facebook alone.
Yeah, it's unbelievable that the manipulation that's going on. And you know, Steve, Doc, if either one of you or both of you invite me disinvite me off your shows. I'd be upset. But, you know, I'm not a professional broadcaster. I'm not up here being passionate because me being passionate makes other people, you know, want to listen to me and I'm going to sell a million more bottles of Super Male Horny or anything. No. you're hearing my passion. You're hearing who I am. I am a human being. And sometimes, you know, it grates on me. And people, and I have people tell me, it's like, well, you need to stop listening to all the stuff you're listening to. I'm like, so what? So sticking my head in the sand is going to help the world?
Exactly. Mm. Be in the world, but not of the world. There's a difference there. And I don't think it means you walk into bars and try to proselytize to people, but that's the marketing gimmick of a lot of churches, from the Mormons to the Holy Rollers down the street, is that, oh, you're not in our church. We're in the one true church, and you, the rest of y'all are going to hell. You know, I mean,
right.
That's
we don't,
just
we don't
wrong.
Believe a baby's alive until it takes its first breath. Up until that point, it can be killed. It's not a baby. Yeah, I
Who
mean,
says
I mean,
that?
So many different... There are so many. Oh, Doc had a patient that went to a church that believed that a baby is not a human being until it takes its first breath because God breathed life into everything. You know, yep. And this is where it all just gets so crazy.
I knew a guy that was a Rosicrucian. I don't know where he got the idea, but he said until they spank a baby and it draws its first breath, the soul doesn't unfurl into the body.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically
so. It's still there, though. I don't think they believe it that there's not a soul. We got a fetal heartbeat bill that they're trying to pass in Kentucky right now. First detectable fetal heartbeat, which I think is something like 14 days, you know, or you know, less than 3 weeks. You can supposedly detect a fetal heartbeat or the circulation starting. I don't know, you know. So they're trying to define that as the first instance of life, if there's blood, you know. But now, the Old Testament, you know, if we go back and get all nitpicky about the Old Testament, it says that whoever injures a woman so that her fruit depart from her is liable to the husband. So the head of the household is the one that is injured. I mean, if a woman goes to a doctor, you know, under common law, and gets an abortion without her husband's permission, then that doctor's liable to her husband. That's the old law, but we ain't going to get that out. Obviously, we're not going to follow that common law. But, you know, that one, I think, would be what a lot of churches should be looking at if they're really going to nitpick on what's biblical. There's several of those.
Biblical is depending on when it was written, how it was interpreted. Because I can tell you for one thing, way back when all these books and everything were supposedly written, you know, there weren't, you know, 7.5-8 billion people on this planet. You know, it was a lot smaller communities, a lot smaller areas. Languages have a whole different meaning depending on what time that you're in them. I mean, looking at ye olde Englishy stuffy, you know, that is totally senseless to usy, but back then it was, you know, the height of technology in you know, communicating. You know,
you can study it. You can study it, though. Well, because you're talking about things like the word eagle and buzzard being transposed in our language, or corn for wheat. You know, things like that from the 1600s. You know, and we can't look back and hardly read. There's people today. There's kids today because they're not taught cursive. They can't read their grandma's letters. They can't read the Declaration of Independence because they're not taught cursive in school. So we are detached from that language. And there was a massive protest from putting the Bible in English because it was too crude. You know, street English probably didn't have a vocabulary of 1,000 words 500 years ago. So how are you going to understand the subtlety?
Hebrew, you know, supposedly Hebrew, you know, talked in like in future, in you know, in ways that our English language doesn't work. You know, they talk in like in future possibilities along when they're talking about present things. And just
well, we are taught in the Greco-Roman school of thought, which is more literalism, and the Hebrews were more poetic in their thinking. So once you're enlightened to that perspective, like for instance. The heavens and earth of the temple are the inner rooms, and we were taught not to seek for him in the inner rooms. If you look at the whole,
how simple misinterpretation can be, Mike. 30 years ago, what did gay mean? It meant happy and joyful.
Yeah, and fag was
carefree.
The cigarettes. 60 years ago, fag was a cigarette,
right,
you know?
Right.
So you just have to be shown this. You have to be shown that that is what was meant in the context. And, yes, that audience relevance is what you're talking about. The culture for the people that were being spoken to, once you're given that, then you can see the ink blots. You can see it's like the old difference between the young lady and the old woman when the ink blot. When somebody shows you that, which one do you see first? It depends on what your perspective, and then somebody tells you, okay, look, this is her. This is the mouth of the old woman, but this is the neck band on the young woman. So you don't limit yourself by saying you can't understand it because it's a different culture. You can study enough to be able to see what was being meant to those people that were being spoken
to at
that time.
You're studying texts that were written by man, and man is fallible, right? So all this stuff, it's like people who say that they know history because they went to the National Archives and they found true history. All I say is, excuse me, Sandy Berger, do you think he was the first one to go in and change the National Archives? I don't think so. You know, so we are taught to
we have more transcripts and more evidence for the New Testament than any other ancient text. I mean, if you studied enough, you can determine what it means. I mean, you don't have to
words on paper to determine who you are inside, what your basic person is. If that comes from words on paper,
how esoteric is that? Esoteric is that? I mean, oh yes, I must need touchy-feely, goosebumpy stuff to determine if somebody's a prophet.
It did not come from a pastor speaking an lectern above in front of me, and it did not come from words on paper. Before I could read, I am who I was. It reading the Bible didn't make me who I am. It did not make me care for people and animals in the world around me and not want to, you know, rape and pillage to get ahead for myself. I just want to lead a comfortable life and get along with everything around me. That was instilled in me before I could even knew how to read. So you
and that's
me,
what the Bible says. You've had it written on you. You know, if you don't silence it, the basic human morals can be written on your heart. But there's a lot of people whose nature is exactly not that, and depending on how they were raised and the culture they're in, they'll sacrifice their brothers because there's a solar eclipse over their head. You know, I think it brings back the sun. So, I mean, we have to have some way to have reference for to have a culture that doesn't get turned into some kind of Aztec, Mayan, pagan, nature worshiping. There's people right now that think if you're not smart enough, then that's what you should worship is nature, the Gaia worshiper crowd.
People that you truly like, call your friends, the people that you care about, your wife, et cetera, et cetera. Do you really care about them because of what they've said or what they've handed you to read, or do you like me? Do you look into people's eyes? Can you see the person that they are? Not something that was written or something.
No, I can't. I've not ever experienced anything supernatural like you're talking about. I can't just get an impression.
This is not supernatural. This is just. This is
looking into somebody's eyes and seeing who they are. You can't do that. That's like some kind of esoteric stuff.
Go to your state capitol and walk around and try to lock eyes with a politician, and all you will see is dead lumps there that relay absolutely nothing. I can look into my young cousin's eyes here. I see bright sparkles. I see intelligence. I see goodness. You know, can some people fool other people? Yeah, but you know, you can get a basic reading whether we like to admit it or not. We are sensitive to the environment around us and the emanations that other people put off. Steve is my friend because I know who Steve is. I don't like what he was involved in. I don't like what he's involved in now. I don't like this technology and irradiating people. But, you know, I know Steve's a good person. It's not what he's involved in, what he does, what he reads. I can look into his eyes and I can tell that there's a good person in there that does not
want to harm
the world around.
It's also what you give your power over to. That is what you worship. Okay, if you're given over of yourself completely to some technological beast, then that's what you worship. And since the 1940s, what have they done? They forced us into worshiping the beast because they take the first fruits of your labor. That's called the victory tax, and it was supposed to sunset, but there's another fraud we're all under. It's constructive fraud on top of constructive fraud.
Manipulation. It's all manipulation, and it all depends on whether it has malice behind it or whether it has goodness behind it. You know, everything in life is manipulation. It's whether it's the thought and the process, the intent behind it, if you want to call it. You know,
you can be beguiled by somebody because you think they have this esoteric, you know, nice countenance about them, but they don't, because your Bible warns you that even Satan can manifest as an angel of light and seem to bring you wisdom and reason. And that's one of the things these elite worship, is the god of reason, which is Lucifer, the light of reason. And then you go back and read our founding documents, you've got John Locke saying that reason reveals these rights to men, but the contradiction is that the Creator is who grants us this, okay? And that overrides that idea that reason is ruling everything.
What do you view that Creator as, you know? I mean,
the wisdom of men is foolishness. That's what I look for.
Is it an old white guy on a white cloud in a white robe with a sheep beside him, you know, and a staff in his hand?
No, the Bible tells you, if you read, that he's an unseen God. And Jesus told that to his disciples in that context, in that culture. A little while and you will see me no longer. Okay.
All the people that presume, they say they know what God's purpose is, what God's intent for us is. Well, you know,
I don't say that I know what God's purpose is. The Bible says we don't know what God's purpose is. I think I know what the basic theme of the whole creation is. Creation groans for the revealing of the sons of God. And so if you set up this doppelganger system that some of these people want to do, human augmentation, or even have replicants born through elephant wombs, you know, using anti-abortifacients and organ rejection drugs. If you have some replicant slave race that's not born of a woman in the very near future that have no souls, then what's the point of creation continuing?
What about all these people? I call myself Protestant, Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. Okay. My neighbor, you know, 2 miles down the road, is a rabid Baptist, you know. Well, in his opinion, I'm going to hell, straight to hell, faster than anyone else, because I drink and I dance. Because in Lutheranism, you can drink and you can dance.
Now, Church of Christ has a similar problem. You know?
Tell me the sanity in that. I mean, you know, this is where the manipulation...
The whole Protestant Revolution was hit with a baseball bat several times by the Catholic Church, who wants to remain exclusivity over the spiritual realm, you know? And you can't get buried in a Catholic cemetery if you're apostate and all this stuff. I mean, they were selling indulgences to get into get your relatives in. Well, it's power.
With malice behind it. With malice
power and greed. But now, you know, by your fruits, they'll know you. And so the signs aren't for the righteous. The signs are for those.
By your
the
fruits,
signs follow the righteous.
But, you know, that's what I just said. By your fruits, they will know you. But do you know how many people out there that say, if you don't say that you are a Christian or you are a Lutheran or you are a Baptist or you are a Catholic, you're going straight to hell and you're of no use to us because you don't believe exactly like I do, no matter what you're...
Oh, that's a common problem. Yes, that's a common problem across a lot of churches. But the same thing going on now is declaring anybody that's not a worshiper of science is insane and needs medication. So
you don't believe that,
who's more crazy? Who's more crazy? People
crazy. Exactly.
You don't believe in evolution, you're off your meds if you don't believe in evolution.
Right.
So, I mean, we've got a divided extremist country that's being developed, and that's because I think the overlords that want to control the planet with their whatever regime they're going to establish in the light of reason by a council of wise men, they are trying to divide and conquer America by doing that.
My way or
doing
the highway.
That very thing. Huh?
My way or the highway. That doesn't sit with me. You know,
well, they're fomenting that amongst a lot of groups, because if they can get, right now we have 99 licensed nuclear sites, that many of which have way more fuel sitting around than Fukushima. The world community of nations would not tolerate a civil war in America. I think they would use that as an excuse to bring in, you know, 12 different countries' armies along with the national
because
army.
Because it's been allowed to get to that point where we are not...
Right.
We are not separate from the rest of the world anymore.
So what we need to find is the common yes. ground of liberty, you know, the common principles.
If most of the people on if the governments would leave us alone, most of the people on this planet would get along just fine. Believe what you want to believe. I'll believe what I want to believe. I'll sell you my extra produce. You sell me your extra whatever you're raising over there, and we'll get along just fine. It's when the governments get in and start regulating and ordinancing it and coding it and everything and start turning us against each other that societies become controllable for them and uncontrollable for us.
Well, government wants, you know, right now you've got, I think this is borne out in some of the future shock novels, be it Yevgeny Zamyatin's We from 100 years ago through Orwell and Huxley. And on all of those dystopic novels, no matter how gleaming and shiny life was, the state competed with the family, and they could not have the family rule over your life. Your loyalty to your family is in competition with the state, and that's what ultimately boils down to.
And when their beliefs, I have them, just keep them to yourself. That is something personal as far as I'm concerned. We all live a different existence.
So much for freedom of speech, then. They've outlawed proselytizing in Israel. You can't give somebody a Bible in Israel.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right. Oh, this is the closing segment. Hey, Mike in Kentucky, are you still there?
Yeah. Two things. I know you got another caller.
Close here. Hold on. Okay, good. You heard
okay.
me.
Okay. Pascal's Wager. I was just going to say Pascal's Wager, Occam's Razor, And be not deceived from the simplicity that's in Christ Jesus. I can be ashamed of my fellow Christians all day long, but that doesn't mean I'm ashamed of the concepts that are in the New Testament. I'll let you go.
Me neither. They are great concepts. I agree, Mike. You know, it's a great way to live your life, but do not get so wrapped up in it that you cannot see other okay. ways of life.
Gary in Texas. Go. Gary, are you still there?
Hello. Interesting conversation.
Hello.
A dear friend of mine said that the biggest problem with religion, that it's just like our cities, counties, states, and federal government, it has become a corporation.
Yes.
Mark said, the simplicity of the gospel. God had a law from the beginning. He spelled it out in the Ten Commandments, expanded on that. But we have morals and laws that have been in place since the first time murder was happened. Cain killed Abel. Man broke law with Adam and Eve. And keep it simple. Set aside the corporation, you lose the control. The people lose the control over you about money, real estate, buildings. It's a personal religion.
Thank you.
Beg your pardon?
I said thank you. Putting it much.
Have a good.
Putting it much more cogently than I could. You know, I'm upset. I'm passionate right now. Yes, and things do get to me. I'm only. Everyone does this.
Religion.
Everyone has these moments.
Exactly. Religion and politics is very emotional. I agree. And I'll be 67 in 2 months. And it's taken me 60 some odd years to come to that conclusion. We get the organization and the corporate out of it and read the scriptures. They're unsearchable. Every time you read them, you read something new. Keep it simple, folks. That's my name. My last name is Simons. I keep it simple. Have a good Sunday.
Live your life by the Ten Commandments. Live by the words that are in those books. Yes, because
exactly.
Most of them are good. There are good ways to live your life, honest ways, decent ways to live your life, but they've been perverted through government.
Right. Everything's about control. Anytime you got a fiat currency, anytime you've got anything, laws made by man, it's designed to control you. Same way with religion. You get a hierarchy, you've got control. It's a never-ending battle from the get-go. The young lady that took over for Madeleine O'Hara, the president of the atheist movement many years ago, and somebody asked her, I wish I'd have kept that little clip in the newspaper, Austin American Statesman, as a matter of fact. And I asked her about, well, what about your children? She was a young mother, had small children. She said, we got morals that I teach them to live by. And I thought to myself when I read that, where did those morals come from, folks? From the scriptures. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit murder. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not do this and that. So anyway, have a good Sunday, and God bless everybody.
Yeah, I can't add anything to that. I'll just say what Carrie said. You guys have a good weekend. Take care. Bye.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is RBN.